למטה אבויסב תשלחו כל נשיא בהם. זה יבואר הפי הידוע גודל מעלס הצדיקים. איקו מיילוב צדיקים זה איקו בבחינת הנובה. איקו מיילוב צדיקים זה בבחינת הנובה נשיפלס. That the tzaddikim have. Kama shechsev like it says. Well, kama shechsev mahir like Hillel says. Hagbaosi, my being magbia myself. Hu hashpalosi, that's being mashpul myself. Chimatzin v'avram v'inu shalom v'anoichi ofa v'efe. You know the Noam Melech says. Noam Melech says that the word tzaddik, the letter tzaddik, is you have a kav, and then the kav going on the vertical direction is very bent, and on that you have a yud. That's a tzaddik. Mm-hmm. Why? He says the tzaddik carries, he bends over and carries on himself yud. Yud is yidin. In other words, he makes himself low, he goes down in order to help Klal Yisrael. That's the definition of a tzaddik. So that's what Hillel is saying over here, and that's what Avraham Avinu says. Chayim midas kol tzaddikim, kfi godel malas ha-shiflus, kfi, how great their shiflus is, kain misraimimim b'yesa se'es l'mala l'mala. That's how they are, misraimim b'yesa se'es l'mala l'mala. Zerem is Parshas Bamidbar. It's a beautiful taich in the beginning of Bamidbar. The pasuk says, "Ish ish lemate, ish roish lebeis avoisavu." So lemate, what does lemate mean in this context?
It means the camp.
The camp, but lemate also means. And what does roish mean? Pirish kol mashar ishu lemata v'mal es anova lemata mikol kain hu zayichel esreimim lemal roish lebeis avoisavu. It's a matter of yisod, because this is the hevdel between, this is the difference between the yidden and the goyim. Harry, the goyim, the higher ranking he is, the greater he is, meaning the greater he feels he is. And by yidden, it's just faket. It's tzemach David avdochon. Who feels himself an eved? The melech, right? Yismach boishu b'mat naschal ki ki eved ne'emon. The leaders of Klal Yisrael who is the greatest avodim. And that's mamish goes together with the Noam Melech. The tzaddi, the letter tzaddi is bent and he's carrying everybody on him, which means that who's on top of who? A Jewish leader feels the Klal Yisrael is on top of him and he's below them. And that's how you find the other common denominator, the David HaMelech, the beginning of Seches Brachas, where David HaMelech says that, you know, the first minute of the day, they're knocking on the doors ready, he took control and he took, come on, that says in Brachas, he says to, he keeps on comparing himself to the Malche Akum. He says, the Malach Akim get up this hour and I'm ready up this hour. The Malach Akim sitting and doing nothing all day and my hands are full of dam, full of blood from being Matar Isha or Labala, from checking Bdikas and Dam Nido. So you see the whole Indian of a Malach is that he's an Eved of the Am because he's taking care of the Eved, he's taking care of the Kaddish Baruch Hu's children. So the greater the person is, the more honor he has to be. And that's the Indian of the Malach carries with him a Sefer Torah at all times. One Sefer Torah used to keep a Beis Ganaz off. Why? Because his treasure houses, that usually brings him pride, wealth, brings him the feeling of pride, that he has to keep a Sefer Torah. And wherever he goes, he has to take a Sefer Torah with him, because Sefer Torah keeps him bashpada. It shows that Sefer Torah is a book of laws, kaviyachol, keilu. So the melech, usually the melech is one who makes the laws. And here, he's machnia to the mishpatei Torah. So it's a beautiful pshat, he's lamate, ish l'roish l'beis avay sefo. So again, Gamata Beisa Shesholach Moshe Samaraglim, Shas Moshe Rabbeinu was sending the Maraglim. Hoy Mazariz Aisam Azay was Mazariz Maraglim with his Shiyu B'midas Hanova. And if he says Lemate Avoisav Tishlochu, Kol Nasi, who is he sending? He was sending the Nasiim. If you're sending the Nasiim, what did he have to make them care? What did he have to make them careful? You are Nasiim. If you are Nasiim, your leaders, Nasi's Loshna of Hisnasus. So you have to realize that you're the first and foremost. You have to have a Tzad Hanova. And that's Pshat, and that's what he said to them, Mate Avois of Tishlochu Koel Nosi Behem. What's the lotion of Tishlochu? Tishlochu Koel Nosi Behem. Lishloach means Olahafshit, to take off Mehem Hanasias. Right? Lishloach calls him like to take off to Andrea. So it means Tishlochu Koel Nosi. Take away all the Indian of Nasias. Also, Anoshim is also a lotion of Ksherim. Right? Anoshim is a notion of also a notion of chashuvim, and Imre Noam I think says shlach lecha anoshim, take away your feeling of anoshim, shlach lecha, like mamish like the Tver Shlomo saying over him, tishlachu kol nasi b'hem, lahafshit the feeling of anoshim, lahafshit the feeling of nesias, feel yourselves as very low, And Taka, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, the Taka felt themselves very low. Everybody else there were giants. Ach kashashalach oisom. But when he sent them and they went their ways, nepach levavam. Like it says, the pasuk Yishalach Yisamoshen is gara b'hem a yitzahara lohavi lehem lohavi b'misnasos k'mesh k'siv l'alon roshi b'nei Yisrael hema. It was ingrained in them already that they were roshi b'nei Yisrael hema. Never the yitzahara got them to forget their shiflus, because they were looking that they were viewing themselves as a b'chin of roshi b'nei Yisrael hema.
How come Dafka over here with the Meraglim Moshe Beinu as the Yisod comes out of shiflus by
See, the Medrash says Chazal say that they knew that in Eretz Yisrael they won't be Nasim anymore. Won't be Nasim. So it was very important for them when they go to send a Nasi who knows that going into Eretz Yisrael means he's going to be stripped of his title Nasi. So they need a warning of Anova. You know, forget about yourselves now. You're going on behalf of the whole
clan. Just going there to check.
To check, but they, you know, yeah, they, you know, they're negias. Their Yetzirah is going to tell them, hey, you're moving into Eretz Yisrael, you're losing your jobs. Is, you know, better.
Meaning, even when you are an Nasi, you're still supposed to have Anova. So that way, when they won't look at Eretz Yisrael, stripping them of their pride.
That's right. In other words, even though they know they're going to lose their Nasias, they should still encourage Klal Yisrael to go up into Eretz Yisrael. And Taka, that's how Mefarshim explained that it was because they knew they were going to lose their Nasias. That's true. That's the Shlom says beautiful, and he repeats it again and again. Rashi b'nei Yisrael hema. We know already. You just said kol nasi b'hem. Now Pshat is that was the problem. It was ingrained in them already. Rashi b'nei Yisrael hema, and therefore that's why they see the whole part is that Yeshua and Kolev said to them, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu says that, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to bring us. Mehechatesa, that they should change HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this plan. You're going into Eretz Yisrael. We've been talking about that all the way along. That Klal Yisrael journeying to Eretz Yisrael. So it's obviously changing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. There itself, there's a certain lack of anov over here. So a person has to realize that his shliach, as Tzfasema says, that every person is a shliach in Olam Hazeh. Every person is a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Hazeh. So every person has to realize he's on a sacred shlichus here in Olam Hazeh, and he has to do it by another, pushing aside his own gains and his own this over other things. Very nice one.